Hello everybody, welcome to your favorite FIFA Ultimate Team Trading Podcast. I'm here with Jake, our trading expert, and Jake will tell us now what happened with the market this week.
Oh man, that there's a lot. This could take a long time, Florian.
let's split it into three episodes.
we're just joking. But guys, the market's been absolutely crazy this week. As someone who's an experienced trader who's traded on FIFA for years, this has honestly been the craziest first few weeks to a FIFA market I've ever seen. Essentially, what you've seen is a lot of gold fluctuating in price massively, and I'm talking like 20 to 30% swings pretty often. You see cards crashing that are out of packs, which usually doesn't happen. You've seen ones to watches rising and falling quickly with games and performances. So the market's been absolutely crazy. A lot of people have lost coins. A lot of coins were made specifically today, which is Thursday, because the market has finally started to rebound. But literally from like Sunday to Wednesday, the market was downtrending like 5 market points every few days. And it was just dropping and dropping and dropping because there's more supply every single day than there was buyers. And a big issue for this, guys, is that with the weekend league and rivals stipulations, basically people are going to have to choose one or the other to play or just play rivals on Thursday. And that means that Monday to Wednesday are really dead days on FIFA for a lot of players. So they're not going to be looking to upgrade their team. They're not going to be playing the game too much. So every time there's supply on those days, there's not going to be a whole lot of buying going on. So every single day there was supply coming on and not a lot of buyers, and cards just got crushed in price. And today, with rewards, when everyone got their rivals and weekend league rewards, you saw the market absolutely fly. Some examples here include Martial. He was up around 40K. Allen's up 20K. Mendy's up 30K. Pogba 30K, Lucas 20K.
One question here, Jake. Are they up from the prices from yesterday, or are they up compared to Sunday?
Yesterday, and they would still, I think a lot of these would be up slightly from Sunday itself. Gomez is pretty similar. Mendy's is higher than I've seen in a while.
So let's say if people didn't sell their teams on Sunday, they would be okay today.
Yeah, it would probably be pretty darn similar, and it just shows that it's going to be a weekly pattern and that Thursdays are going to be great days for selling, and it usually stays within Friday as well. And as you know, tomorrow, we have a new promotion called Rule Breakers, and there's very little known about it, but depending how the promo is and what cards feature, the market could also have some big movement then too.
Yeah, thanks for that, Jake. I want to go back a little bit to our last podcast, where, as you know, I told you what I did with my investments, and I want to continue because I want to make it very, very transparent to our audience. So during last podcast, I was buying Rodrigo's gold card because he was announced in Wants to Watch Team 2. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, he's a good investment. He's one of the most popular players, Spanish, links well Premier League with La Liga, so on. His price then was around 35K.
Yep.
And let's say the day have passed. At some point, he went up a little bit. Maybe he went up to 37, 38K.
Yep.
At some point, man, I don't know what happened, but he went slippery slopes.
Yep.
And at 33, 34.
Yep.
I managed to sell, like, I had 30 of them. Okay. I managed to sell like 20.
Yeah.
And the rest of 10 I sold at 30K. Mm-hmm. So I took a loss there. But
it's smaller than it could have been.
I didn't think so. This morning I think I checked his price, and I believe he was on PlayStation. He was like 12K if I'm right. And when I saw that, man,
he got down as low as 9 or 10. Yeah, that's crazy.
So that was really crazy, especially for a card who's out of packs, right? Or he's in now,
but he doesn't have a ton of supply. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. That's so crazy. that was my moves. Unfortunately, during the weekend, I didn't. So the move during the weekend was to watch the games and buy, as we discussed, you know, we advised the people to, if you watch the game, buy fast some players who score and so on. Yep. So Werner scored 2 goals and had an assist, even if they made a draw. he was a very good buy. He was quite expensive because he was almost 600, 700k the ones to watch.
Yeah, he was expensive.
And there were similar cards who from ones to watch promo who had, I think you even tweeted about it, that hey, almost every ones to watch is doing great and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, Osimhen, Florenzi had a goal. I mean, they're both in Team of the Week, so they both performed. Havertz had a goal. Werner had a goal. Yeah, I even think there was more, but those are the ones I can name off the top of my head. And it was crazy trading with them, and it was crazy trading them when they did get Team of the Week, too. I guess I can cover that really, really briefly, what happens is we've talked about it in another podcast. But this Florenzi, guys, this situation was absolutely crazy, actually. So this Florenzi is a really nice card. He's a really niche player, though, so he's Italian, and not many people are going to use Italian back lines. And then he's League One, but again, not many people, I don't think, are looking to use League One back lines. There's just not that many. Maybe he links with Koscielny if you're looking to use him, but other than that, really, I don't see many people rocking them. So he was a great card. His face stats are really good, getting towards Hullet game, but essentially, it was leaked that he got Team of the Week, and it was known that he was going to get Team of the Week. And it was to the extent that EA put his in-game stats, all these guys were boosted early, like the night before. So that caused an absolute craze of panic buying. And a couple of days ago, let's see if I can pull it up here. A couple of days ago, he went to literally in the middle of the night, like 37K. And I had quite a bit around this mark, around 21, 22, 23.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I tried to get out of them at 35 to 37K, and I missed a few, but I still sold at 31. And that was a crazy circumstance because EA messed up and confirmed that he was, in fact, getting an inform. So it caused like a mass buying period, and it was a great time to sell into.
A question here, Jake.
Yeah.
Why did you have him? Like, why did you buy him?
I thought he had a decent shot at Team of the Week. Mbappe had a couple goals in their game. And for their EA to put in Mbappe or Messi or Cristiano, they usually have to have, like, just an outstanding performance. And I'm talking, like, 3-plus goals because that happens so much for them often throughout the year that they have to work a little harder for informs, which I think is actually good, else you'd see them a lot. And then it came down
and a short comment here. Just hold your idea for a second.
Yeah,
I noticed this year. Don't you think like EA is giving Team of the Week spots to ones to watch easily this year compared to last year?
Correct. Yeah, okay. I was just going to say that. I think because it was the current promotion too. Like that was the main focus for them that they slipped in these cards. Osimhen guys also was debatably going to be in with Lozano, had a couple goals.
Yeah, so Lozano had 2 goals and Osimhen had only 1. So.
Yep, I think Osimhen did get man of the match, but that one came down to the fact that it was unlikely they were going to give a second inform this early. I mean, we've only had four Team of the Weeks, so that 2 in 4 weeks is quite high. So if you use the knowledge of FIFA along with that, that's when you could have picked them up. And Florenzi was like kind of a toss-up with Sarabia. But again, like you said, Florian, it does seem like they're pushing the ones to watches a little bit. So I think that's why they put him in. And he's a nice car. It was good for them to hype him up. But it was just a crazy circumstance. So he actually came down in price quite a bit. And that's also because the inform is so low, right? Because he's going to be priced a lot off this inform, guys, where you should be valued a good chunk over the inform because he's a live card and can go up more. But his inform right now is only 13K on PS. So there's no way that Florenzi can be like a 40K card unless this would start rising too. This is really cheap.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm not playing a League One team.
Not many
but
are.
He would be very good to play him as a center mid, not really like a defender. But even as a defender, he has very nice pace. Some people would say he's very good to play as a cam.
Yeah, well, he's got 4-star skills this year. I don't think he had that last year, so that's pretty cool. But I mean, yeah, guys, if you want a fun little super sub that you're really going to lose no coins on because he's pretty much an SBC fodder price, go ahead, try him out, because that's, you can play him nearly anywhere as a super sub.
Yeah, yeah, clearly. And my question is, Jake, here, for this week, what did you do What did you invest? So you saw, so okay, well, the weekend ended. What were your moves like this week? Where did you go? So you said about Florenzi, you had like an idea that maybe he will get in because Mbappe wasn't like didn't have like a hat trick. What else did you manage to do this week?
So that was my big move. I had like 150 plus of him. So that was,
Really? You had 100 Florenzis?
I had a lot of Florenzi. So that was a really, really good profit, but I
Man, so
needed,
you went almost all in, right?
well, kind of. I mean, that's only like, what was it? Would have been 3 or 4 million. So that worked really well. I was really, really happy with it. But I also lost some coins this week, guys, and I think that it's really important for good traders and traders in general to share their losses. I know I've said it on Twitter too, but it's just been a really hard market this year, and I don't make every call right. I get a lot more right than wrong, but I
Like
missed.
where did you lose the most coins, let's say?
There's a couple easy examples. So, guys, I invested in Werner. I invested in his gold card on Wednesday morning, okay? Because Team of the Week was pretty much confirmed. It got leaked out really early, and he was going to get Team of the Week, and his gold card wasn't really up in price. And this gold card, guys, it doesn't have a whole lot of supply because he was also in ones to watch. So his gold card was already out of packs there, and he's an expensive card. So EA doesn't put a ton of them on the market. So on yesterday morning, on Wednesday morning, I went and bought him at like 220 to 230K. The market was pretty quiet, and I'm like, okay, this card's gonna go up out of packs because his inform should easily be 400K plus on day one. And what happened, guys, and this was crazy, is yesterday, guys, the inform pack weight for all this current team of the week was incredibly high. For reference, this Werner was packed 300 times in like 2.5 hours. 300 of them were on the market. So his price came down literally this morning all the way to 300K, which is crazy because his gold was just 250. It was even higher than that. It was just 270 recently. So him coming down in price really reduced the price of his gold card to the point where this card, his gold last night got down to as low as 185,000 coins, which is
Whoa.
crazy. So he had a massive rise today. So I invested in him at the wrong time. I still have some that I'm going to sell off, and now we'll probably be closer to break even than anything. But if I didn't make those investments, there were such better moves to make that it ended up costing me a lot of coins, and we call that opportunity cost. It's kind of like when your coins are tied up in something.
Yeah, exactly.
I also was heavily debating on that Florenzi, what he would be worth. Just has his card, it's really good. He's a pretty hyped name in FIFA, so I thought he could be worth more than 30K at least that first day. So I had reinvested in him the morning of Team of the Week for around 30K. About 10 minutes into Team of the Week coming out, I noticed that his Team of the Week was getting supplied like crazy and that he wasn't really rising. So I sold some of them for right around break even or like a really small loss. And then a couple of them I didn't get out of in time, so I had to sell at like a 10 or 15 K loss closer to. So I probably lost in total like 100K on him after I made it like a million. So yeah, him and Werner were really bad fails on my part. And that just shows the market's kind of unpredictable. You would think an out of pack card like Werner would do really well, and I was really confident in that as almost a safe investment. But because this inform got packed so crazy, people just thought, guys, they just think, oh, I'll just pay at that point like 60, 70K more for the inform. I know I would. So that's what brought down his gold card. And yeah, it just didn't work out because this became so cheap.
So maybe I should call this show "How to Lose Coins" this week, Jake, because
Exactly. I'm the expert on it.
I have a story
Yeah.
regard. So okay, I lost coins on Rodrigo. That was fine by me. It wasn't a problem.
Yep.
But my next move was to buy into some Manchester United players for the Champions League marquee matchups. And what happened, guys, is that the marquee matchups for Champions League came out, but people couldn't complete the SBC because they required Champions League cards, which were not on the market until the SBC came out. So they were like very pricey. They were like 10K a
Are
card,
extinct.
or extinct. So yeah, I had like Luke Shaw. I had him like I don't know, like 40 of them, and didn't manage to make any coins on that because people couldn't complete the SBC right away.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate because EA is doing some things where investing is becoming really hard. So, it's good and bad. And I always say if EA is like, people say they're trying to screw traders, and I don't really believe that because if
No,
EA,
no, yeah.
no, and if EA does one thing, it's like to help the public. So, for example, let me give you an example. If Ajax and Liverpool require two players from each club, they have such little like SBC fodder cards in their club that these could easily go like 5 to 10K, and that's not fun for a casual player because that means if they didn't invest that they're gonna have to pay a ton for this SBC. So they only required one from each, which isn't that much, and then they
Yeah.
require two from PSG and Manchester, but both of them have a lot of cards under 2K, so it was hard to see a rise. You would have still seen a natural rise, like Florian said, if a mass amount of people could have completed this at once. But because the UCL rares have been dwindling on the market, it was only getting completed like a handful at a time, so it didn't feel like that huge, excuse me, rush of buying. So yeah, it kind of screwed people that invested because normally they would even see a profit from that, but they couldn't because people couldn't do the SBC. And who knows what EA does intentionally and unintentionally, but that was a pretty severe error because they released these cards on the market legitimately 10 minutes before they asked for them to be used. So yeah, it didn't work out good.
Yeah, I think it was like let's say a mistake from EA. I don't think they wanted to do this.
I don't think so either.
Going now, let's say to our thumbnail title, which is Thursday Flips. So today was a big day for the market. I've seen your tweets, Jake, regarding traders. Bragging themselves on making coins today. It was basically easy for anybody to be a trader today. You just needed to have some cards bought last night or yesterday or this morning. So everything was up in price. What would you advise for? So what happened today, and what would you advise for, let's say, maybe next week, for next Thursday?
For sure. So you might have seen that tweet, guys. It got a lot of attention on Twitter. I just want to reference too. I like when people are making coins. I actually said it a few days ago where no one likes a dead market, and even like casual players don't like seeing that their Richarlison is down 30K or that their Ben
Yeah.
Yedder is down 25K, or people don't want to buy a player and live in fear, right? That they're going to lose that many coins that they work so hard for. So
Yeah.
no one really likes when a market is crashing. I mean, sure, it can, player prices can be cheap, that's one thing, but if a market is crashing from a few days ago and you bought a team, you're going to be frustrated with that. So no one likes a dead market. Everyone likes a market where they can make coins. So today was a good day. I just didn't like that a lot of people like suddenly appeared like, "Hey, look at all these profits we're making," when the last 5 days have been horrible for traders and everyone knows that. And I've
Yeah.
made some losses. I know a lot of people have, and it just happens with trading, and it's sometimes worth the risk to do that. And eventually you make a lot more than you lose. And I think I have around like 7 or 8 million coins liquid right now. But I've also lost a ton of coins this year, guys, like probably 500 to 750K now, like no problem. And
Yeah.
that's just because I'm willing to try things and not everything I try works. So like Florian said, the market went up really, really well today. And what you saw was it rising for a few reasons. You saw it rise because no one was invested. The whole market was really dead, like we're talking about, right? It dropped every single day pretty much from Sunday. So there wasn't a whole lot of buyers. People were really scared to invest because the market's been crazy and they've lost a lot of coins recently. People were scared to buy their teams. But then what happened was we got this double rewards injection from Rivals and Weekend League rewards, and people suddenly got hundreds of thousands of coins into their account, and they said, "Okay, I don't care, I'm buying now. I gotta play Weekend League or I gotta play Rivals this afternoon." And they just started buying like crazy, and it's easy to see on the market. I'll pull up a graph here just for some perspective. This is Martial, really meta, really loved in FIFA, super well known. And I'm gonna pull up his hourly, which will be from today, of course.
Yeah, guys, so if you can listen to this podcast on Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts, but don't forget you can see also the YouTube video, and here Jake is showing on the screen exactly what we are talking about, so maybe for more context you can also see the video.
Yeah, so this morning right at rewards he was around 117k, and my advice in my trading group was that they could buy during the first hour. I thought they might see a slight dip. It's a good time to snipe during those rivals rewards period. That's not the huge inflation of coins, because usually people list things for an hour and it takes a while for them to get bought up, yep. Right? So it takes a while for those coins to actually come into your account. So as they start coming into their account, Martial rose. Next hour was 131. Next hour, 153. Next hour, 161. And he peaked at like literally 165 to 170.
And a question here, Jake, because I think a lot of people are interested in this. Mm-hmm. When do you know? So let's say you did this, you bought early. Mm-hmm. When do you know when to sell?
It's a fantastic question and a really tough one. So you see a really big initial wave, which is what you're seeing on this graph, and it's going to be really consistent with most players for like 3 or 4 hours post, because that's when a lot of people are online and they get that immediate rush of opening their rewards. And those are just the people that have opened them themselves. And then you kind of see a lower period where there's just some more supply than buyers. And then like at 3 p.m. UK or 4 p.m. even, you see it pick back up a little bit, because that's when school is out for the UK and kids are coming home from school and then looking to buy their team. So you kind of see that same pattern. It can generally be highest 3 or 4 hours before. I think some cards might even go beyond their peak later today, because we didn't get a whole lot of supply from our key matchups. And I don't think people are really scared of their promo. So I wouldn't be surprised if like a card like Martial goes back to 165 tonight. Just
another question. Are cards going even higher tomorrow?
That's a really tough one, and I think that's really dependent on the team, right? If there's a few good Prem strikers in that have big upgrades, I don't foresee Martial having a great day. But if the players are outrageously expensive, they're super meta, they're in off leagues, I could see him going up further, because there'll probably be some at least promo packs or something available in store for those FIFA point spenders. And so the market should naturally inflate. It's just a matter of how much and which cards based off their promotion team, which we really don't know too much about yet. So, yeah, selling, to answer that question, selling in the first few hours is great. Or sometimes you can even wait beyond 6 p.m. content. Like today, like I said, I think it will go higher. We got marquee matchups. The packs weren't great from that. So there's not going to be a whole lot of extra supply. And there's still going to be a lot of people buying to play Weekend League and Rivals today.
That's very good, Jake, and maybe linking to what's gonna happen tomorrow, because we already have seen, so yesterday we've seen a screen with some letters missing from the screen, and today and during yesterday and today we heard that it's called Rule Breakers, and now we saw the screen and there's a card there with someone from Napoli who's a center forward.
Yep.
A lot of speculation about what Rule Breakers mean, and maybe it's connected to something they did in the past or something related to the scrim, like some scrim promo in the past, like when some stats are boosted.
Yep.
First of all, what's your opinion about that? I will tell you also what I think. And after that, what can it do for the market?
Are you asking me what I think of Rule Breakers is?
Yeah, like what's your hunch?
Oh
like,
man, what? I wish I knew. The only one on the cover.
Not like your guess, like the real thing, yeah.
So my guess off initial thoughts, I know people are playing detective on the loading screen. Sometimes EA drops hints, and I'm not sure if there's anything new when we're recording this. But from what I saw, there was a center forward from Napoli. And to me, that screams Mertens, obviously. And what I could see from it, guys, is that a lot of people had ruled out Mertens because I believe one of the stats was already lower.
But I'm not sure if lower or the same.
Maybe maybe the same. And my opinion at first was that maybe they break the rules by lowering a stat or keeping a stat the same, but upping other stats pretty significantly. So I still thought it could be Mertens at first, but I thought they might mess with this promo where they knock a stat down and increase another stat, like a lot. So in that example, Mertens' pace and shooting might be up, but his dribbling might be down or something. And maybe that's what breaks the rules that we've always had for the game. I don't know. I don't know if it's a rule-breaking thing from FIFA or in real life. I don't know how they would tie that in as much. So, I really don't have any idea. And that's just what I was speculating, is that maybe they modify a stat down, but other stats go up. What about you?
Yeah, I've seen all the scenarios on Twitter. I've checked before we started the recording. So we're recording on a Thursday evening after the 6 p.m. Yep. UK content.
Yep.
So I've seen people saying it's Lozano because he broke the rules when he beat Germany a couple of years ago. Some people are saying it's exactly what you said, Mertens. I've seen someone even say it's Manolas because he doesn't have shooting or dribbling, so they boosted his card. So I don't know what to say. What I know is that probably we expect something really crazy and a lot of hype.
Yep.
Because once to watch promo was kind of expected, so people kind of expected the cards. Now is the time for EA to boost a little bit the sales of FIFA points.
Exactly.
And they probably will put some really hyped players in this promo tomorrow. And related to this, what can we expect tomorrow in terms of market? And let's say maybe we get a team early or we get a team at 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
What should people who would want to buy some things over there should look at?
Yeah, I think that, like I said, the market's going to be really dependent on what's in the team, right? Features. And there are some cards, guys, that are really naturally inflated because they are some of the limited options in that league. So if it changes that, just know it can really change the market. So let me give you a good example here. I'm actually scrolling to look for it. But there's not a whole lot of center backs in the Premier League this year, right? So
This
Ake card isn't outstanding. I wouldn't think anyone looks at this card and says, oh, that's it. You know, I really want to use him. It's okay. I mean, I've seen a lot of cards that are similar statistically that are like 5K or 2K or less. But Ake is holding a value of 19K on PS. And that he actually had a really amazing rise today, too. I'll show you quickly. 12K to 19, 20K, pretty much doubling in price, nearly, right? So the reason that he's still holding a value isn't because he's amazing. No one would say he is. It's because he's one of the few center backs in the Premier League, and the top few cost so much that this is like the next best option, because it's Van Dijk, Gomez, and then maybe Davinson, Sanchez, then Ake. So, and you need two of them in your team.
Yeah.
So that's why he's holding his price so well. But if we get a couple or even one Premier League center back that's really in demand, it's going to affect those three, right? Because there's so few options. And that's why it's so hard to tell preemptively. Typically with promotions, you see, especially if the team is leaked or if EA is dropping more and more hints or clues or loading screens, you see some panic leading into it just because people are so nervous about losing coins that they end up selling preemptively just in case.
So what should we do tomorrow? Like, do we stay with the coins, with what we have? Do we buy something when we see the team? What do we do?
For me, what I'll be looking for, guys, is out-of-pack stuff that is down in price, like if it's down for no reason. So I think of like a player like Gold Rashford. He's literally like the fourth most popular player right now in this game. He's searched a ton, he's bought a ton, and he's not in packs because he has a team of the week. And that's three times more and position change. So this gold should still stay valued really well. So if this card drops like under 200K, I'd become very interested because that would just show that there's panic. Same thing with Gold Werner again. Other cards include old informs or ones to watch. So if we go to like a Team of the Week and we go to Team of the Week 2. Team of the Week 2 is pretty darn good. So that's what I'll look at here.
If
Team of the Week 2 players start suddenly dropping in price just because people are scared, like this Maximin who was 270K today, or this Hernandez goes to 100K, I would feel really comfortable buying them because they're not going to get supplied. Same with Sanchez. He's almost extinct. Pros are loving him. He should hold a good value. So if those players start coming down, I'll buy them. I think that's really safe. I'm probably going to hold on the golds until I see what kind of supply we get and once I see the promotion that we get. So I'll probably look for these out-of-pack players or maybe look at meta golds if they drop a lot. But I'll probably try to stay liquid into the promotion. I do like to try to trade new promo cards a lot too. So that's what I'll be going into it with.
That's very good, Jake. So guys, for today, our time is almost up. I think we covered a lot of things. What happened last week? What are the moves for Thursday flips? Let's say if we have a similar situation next week, we have this new promo. Check out Twitter. Check out Jake's Instagram. Also, he's putting there a lot of content. So. You might see some insights there. I know you are also doing Q&As from time to time, so that's always a good place to be. Also, leave a comment in the comment section, guys, if you have, let's say, a more focused, niched question.
Yeah, please. Please leave comments, guys. I know for me, maybe it's the same for Florian, but I can be most responsive on my smaller platforms, like. I have too many usually to keep up with on Twitter and Instagram, but if you comment on YouTube, I do try to get back to you guys because I really appreciate you taking that time to listen to us, and we try to put out valuable information. So if you're willing to watch and comment, we'll do our best to answer.
Yeah, thanks a lot also for the support, guys. Lately, I've seen you are here watching us, listening to us. We are trying to cover everything. Your comments help us to understand what to cover more for next episodes. And we are here every week. Don't forget that. Also, you can take us with you on your audio mobile if you have like Apple, Google Podcast or Spotify. So that should be it for today. Yep. Stay safe, guys, with all what's happening in the world. And don't forget to contact us if something. Yeah,
for sure. Stay safe, guys. Thank you.